This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For another hour on the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon, your host. Todd, the radio god Mitchell is here. Kevin Flynn. We got Leah doing digital today. So if you want to follow this, we have a What's on Your Mind blog. You can follow along. It's actually Twitter, but it is we're live blogging on Twitter. So check that out. And of course, Chris Larson. He's always pounding away. The producer, right? Hurry up, do this.
The man.
That's next. Brought to you today in part by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. The folks that have that Be the Buffalo spirit. Everybody at Oasis Petroleum, when a storm comes, and by the way, we're in one, in case you hadn't noticed in the oil industry. Oil was at Goose Egg here not long ago, and it's fighting its way back today at about $35. But whenever they see a storm, they just turn into the storm. Same thing a Buffalo does. That's just how they operate. Tommy News, Taylor, the whole team at Oasis Petroleum. And for all the folks out there in the oil industry, we have your back. We know how tough this is. We'll be with you. And the good folks at Oasis Petroleum are fighting right through it, just like they have in the past, and so many others as well. And you can call us 24-7 on the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo hotline at 855-200-1776. During the show, after the show, whatever. 855-200-1776. Pleased to welcome the governor of the great state of South Dakota on the program today. Kristi Noem is here. Hi, Governor. How are you?
I'm doing good, Scott. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty good, as a matter of fact. We're blessed to live where we live with all the crazy things happening in this world right now. But what's your take on where we find ourselves here in the early part of summer?
Yeah, I've never been so happy to be in South Dakota. You know, it's windy, but that's a lot better than what we see going on in a lot of other states across the country.
Yeah, it is. They could all use a little vacation in South Dakota. Speaking of,
right.
Will they get one in Sturgis, do you think? What's your thought on Sturgis and whether or not the rally ought to continue?
Yeah, I think that they're planning on moving ahead, and I think what they were wrestling with is, you know, even if they officially hold it or not, people will show up because it's been on their plans, and the hills have been full of people the last several weeks. You know, they're looking for an opportunity to get outside. Enjoy the outdoors, and South Dakota is the perfect place to do that. So I think they will. They may change some of the operations, but the rally tends to go on.
And those decisions you've really left up to local folks, haven't you? You're not sort of saying come to the state for a blessing on whether you can do this or do that or different restrictions. I mean, South Dakota's been pretty much leaving it to locals and leaving it to individuals to decide how to keep themselves safe, right?
Yeah, we've been giving them recommendations, but, you know, right now, Scott, is when South Dakota was supposed to be hitting our peak. And we were originally, from the original modeling numbers that were hitting the nation and across the country, looked at we could potentially have 10,000 people in the hospital at this time per day from COVID-19, and we've got less than 100. And, you know, we were prepared to handle the folks that would get sick and need some health care that would be elevated, but we really just have not seen the impact that was predicted. And so I think South Dakotans all along made the right decision by, you know, balancing, running their businesses, being innovative, protecting their customers, but still being able to provide for their families and put food on the table. And that's really what's made this state special.
Well, it's certainly, I don't know if it's got the attention nationwide that it deserves, but I've seen some pockets of coverage, and of course there's been so much going on, sometimes that's hard. But have you had any pushback from people who've sort of said, well, look what they're predicting, you know, you better be careful? Or, I mean, have people understood that to be individual, you know, personal responsibility lives on in South Dakota? I mean, you're getting any grief for just letting people decide for themselves?
Oh, I think there's always some criticism. I try not to focus on what the popular opinion is that day down at the, you know, street corner. I try to focus on the facts and the data and the science to make decisions. But it was about 7 weeks ago that I talked about our back to normal plan, even though we'd never shut down businesses, we never issued shelter in place orders. I talked aggressively then about the need for South Dakotans to start getting back on track and to start really getting activities planned and being wise and still following CDC guidance, but to make sure that they knew we were in this for the long haul. COVID was going to be with us into the future, and we needed to make sure that we still protected our economy and families as well. So, you know, 7 weeks ago, going back to normal, we should have seen a spike in increases in infections and sick people and people in the hospital, and we just haven't. We've seen continued decreases. So that's good news. It doesn't mean that we're through it and that we're not going to see an increase in the future. We're still planning to deal with that. Should it come? We never had a worst-case scenario, and I hope we don't, but we are prepared for it, and I think that's the best approach going into the future.
So what do you make of what happened with the, as you say, the recommendations that right now you're supposed to have 10,000 people in the hospital and you have less than 100, and some of the worst-case scenarios about the peak and everything else? In retrospect, do you think the virus wasn't as bad as we thought? Do you think it's that they just had bad models? I mean, as you look back now, what do you think about the, you know, sort of the advice or the guidance you were giving from the feds that now looks to be horribly wrong?
Well, the models are only as good as the data you put into them. And so we were using data that we saw in other countries. We were using data we saw in other states. But then in South Dakota, we prepared for that model. But we also, because we made different decisions, it was based on hoping we would do better and trusting people to make wise decisions and use personal responsibility to still protect their families but still go about life. So I think what worked in South Dakota really was the model that everybody should have been following, and it really did help us navigate this better. We've had less job loss, less people unemployed. We've had less people really dramatically impacted, and our unemployment rate's lower than the national average. So we'll get through this. It's been a difficult time, but I think that those models are only as good as the data we put into it, and the data was flawed. And honestly, this virus, we've continued to learn more and more as time's gone on. So, you know, it is a virus that was unknown, and the more science we learn every day certainly helps us make decisions.
Tell us a little bit about how South Dakota's handled the long-term care facilities, congregate care, nursing homes. We have a growing number of families that are concerned that the cure is now worse than the disease and that family members are dying of broken hearts rather than COVID right now. Obviously, the numbers have been higher in nursing homes than they have been among the general public, but that's just because of the population. So there's a tension there about how to get it right. How have you handled that?
Yeah, I hear that every day from folks that work in our nursing homes and in our assisted living homes, that people are lonely and it's having dramatic mental health effects on them the longer this goes on. So that is a real threat and a real danger going forward, to loneliness and isolation from people that they love. We had some assisted livings. In fact, I'd say the vast majority of them limited visitors early on. Some of them now are starting to relax and allow people to come in a few at a time or put in some protections and make sure that they're getting people isolated if they do test positive, which I think is all wise. So I think the common sense has reigned as far as allowing folks to see their loved ones, but still making sure they're protecting them. This is the population that if they catch the virus, they will get sicker, and it is a real threat to them and their health. So I think that them taking extra precautions is necessary to protect our elderly folks and those in long-term facilities, but they do need their loved ones, and they do need a quality of life that we shouldn't discredit. We need to make sure that we're offering that as well.
And some of this, we understand from the facilities, is, you know, concerns over liability, right? And we've heard this from our business community as well, that they want, you know, some help from the federal government on liability protections. Are you an advocate for that as well?
Well, there is a lot of liability concerns that different industries have. You know, long-term facilities, healthcare, nursing, doctors, they've all been talking about that, even businesses, for decisions that they've made. And what may or may not happen as far as spread in their businesses. And frankly, that was one of the reasons that I took a balanced approach to how I handled the virus in South Dakota. I understood my role as a governor and the authorities that I have, the Constitution that I swore to uphold for the state and the United States, and did not want to be in a position where I overstepped my authorities and then had the liability of leaving taxpayers on the hook for a taking of a business that I had no right to do. So I think it is important to look at all aspects of every situation you're in, to look at what the consequences could be, but also what the unintended consequences could be. And I think so many leaders during the last several months just did not look at the full picture and did not have people advising them really on what the consequences and unintended consequences could be.
That's why they're calling South Dakota the beacon of freedom right now, with America's freedom governor, Kristi Noem, with us on the program. Hang tight, Kristi, if you would. We'll continue this conversation on the other side of the break. Your questions or comments welcome for the South Dakota governor today on the program. I already have a few by text and calls waiting as well. 701-367-2054, 855-200-1776 on the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline, brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA. If you're looking for a grab-and-go lunch with home cooking, you're going to want to hit for Valley City, exit 292 off 94, beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham, or I-29 in Harwood, tater tot hot dogs. There's two of the best. PetroServe USA.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4. Come on in to PetroServe USA.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. These leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
What's on your mind is brought to you in part by Coast Materials. They're looking for some ready-mix truck drivers right now with current A or B or CDLs in Fargo and Grand Forks. Now, remember, they have excellent pay, great benefits, safe, reliable equipment. So if you're looking for more stability and a change of scenery, Coast Materials has immediate openings. They have relocation assistance available right now, and they're locally owned and operated. They've been serving their customers quality products for over 50 years. Their designs are created by the clients themselves, so they're insured of receiving what they want, no cutting corners, and they're great folks to work for. For more information, coastmaterials.com, K-O-S-T, materials.com, or call 701-367-1759. Back with Governor Kristi Noem. I want to talk a little bit about the fun you have planned in the Black Hills, Mount Rushmore, for the celebration of this nation's birthday, Independence Day. Now, I know there's some history here on the fireworks and the president, but remind me of how you pulled all this off. Not only fireworks, but also the president coming to South Dakota on July 3rd.
We had always had a fireworks show at Mount Rushmore the evening of July 3rd, which was a special event for South Dakota. It gave us the chance to showcase our national monument, but also our state. And when people woke up the morning of July 4th, they woke up to usually on their TV screen a view of South Dakota with fireworks celebrating America's birthday. So we loved it. But we lost that fireworks show during the Obama administration. They cited environmental concerns and said it was too risky and would not allow us to hold it anymore. So when I first got elected as governor, within a few weeks, I was invited to the White House and sitting in the cabinet room talking to the president with several other governors. He was asking us for things that we wanted to get accomplished in our states and what we needed help with. And I said, you know, at that time we needed a good farm bill and for it to be implemented correctly. I wanted some of these trade negotiations done that would open up new markets to us. And then when I finished up talking about that, I just said, you know, Mr. President, we'd love to get our fireworks show back at Mount Rushmore. And he just grabbed onto that and said, what do you mean? And I kind of told him the story, and he said, I will help you get it back. So it's taken a year and a half, but we've gone through all the environmental permitting processes and regulations and checked the boxes, worked with the Department of Interior and now the Secret Service and National Park Service to make sure that we can hold a safe fireworks show back at Mount Rushmore, and the president's coming. I think he's bringing his whole family, and the vice president wants to come too, and some special guests. So it'll be a true celebration of not just Mount Rushmore, but also our nation's freedoms, birthday, and give us a chance to showcase South Dakota as well.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. And we're actually, I'm planning on being down there myself. Some friends in South Dakota are planning a little event prior to the president's event just for folks that don't have tickets, because my understanding is you've got some spacing there. And Interior has suggested that you have a little bit of social distancing there, so you got about 7,500 people that'll be able to fit in there. Is that right?
Well, I actually decided we're not going to do social distancing. I just wanted people to come and said we weren't going to do that. So, but there is space in the amphitheater and then right outside of it to where, you know, we can get people there, about 7,500 people on location. Now, we will be hosting watch parties all over the Black Hills. But we opened it up. The National Park ran a lottery system where they opened up registration for tickets and left it open for 3 days and then drew 7,400 tickets to allocate them to people just based on a lottery draw. And in those 3 days, they had over 125,000 people that registered for tickets. So there's a huge interest in it, and people are coming to the hills. And I would encourage folks, even if you didn't get a ticket, to be on site. There'll be many places in the Black Hills where we'll have huge jumbo screens in towns, businesses hosting watch parties. You'll be able to see the whole program that happens with the president speaking, and then go outside and watch the fireworks show, because it'll be visible from throughout the Black Hills.
Texter says, ask Governor Noem if we, North Dakota, can partner with them for the 4th of July celebrations and have watch parties around North Dakota, too. Would you be okay with that?
Oh, that'd be fantastic. Absolutely.
Yeah, this should be fun.
We would love it.
Mark in Bismarck for Governor Kristi Noem. Go ahead, Mark.
Hi, Governor. Thanks for taking my question here. Correct me if I'm wrong, and if you've covered this already, I apologize. I've been in and out of the car. But in South Dakota, is it true that you made a specific designation between whom died from and whom died with COVID-19? Is that true? When you did your reporting?
No, we haven't made a definition there. We do have folks that passed away with other outside conditions that did have the disease as well, but we did not put out specific guidance as to how they were classified like you've seen in some other states.
Okay.
Now, we've had just around 70 people pass away. So we have one of the lowest death rates in the nation. I think that's mainly because we've done a good job protecting that vulnerable population and getting them care. But we haven't seen the devastation that other states have seen.
Appreciate the call, Mark. By the way, the trying to remember what I was going to ask you there, Mark. I appreciate the call. There was another COVID question we're going to come back to that somebody had. Oh, I know, it was a fireworks question actually. There was some official, I think it was a former official, a federal or I don't know who it was, but somebody that had some position before to decide said the fireworks should not be held because of the burn threat, that it was irresponsible to burn that. Have you seen that?
Yeah, there was some press, and that's what's been a little frustrating is the press has run some stories quoting, I think he was a former wildfire specialist in the Black Hills and had worked at Mount Rushmore years ago. And, you know, they ran a story about him expressing concerns that it shouldn't be held because it was too dangerous. But what people don't know and what they didn't include in the story is that we spent a year and a half doing environmental assessments and going through the permitting processes that are required by federal agencies to make sure that there was no groundwater contamination that would occur. The National Park Service has actually been backburning a lot of areas of around Mount Rushmore to prepare the ground and make sure that there wasn't going to be a fire danger. That we've coordinated with all the wildfire specialists and local fire departments and those at Mount Rushmore within the federal government and locally to address different fire concerns. And then the technology in the fireworks is so different today. It's just the fallout zone is right where the fireworks will be shot off. They're not as flammable as they used to be even 10 years ago. The technology developments have been fantastic. So a lot of preparation, a lot of work has gone into it to protect the forest and the environment and to make sure we're doing this in a safe manner. And there never also has been an issue with a fire that got out of control with the fireworks, even in the past. So, you know, I know there's some folks that are expressing concern and I understand that, but boy, give us a chance to tell our story on how much we've gone through to really protect the environment and people.
On a half a minute left, but I do want to ask you about your dispute with the tribe over the roadblocks. I know you've asked for federal action. Have you got any? Where's that at?
Well, we have a couple of tribes that set up checkpoints, they say, to protect their people from COVID-19. The problem is they've set up checkpoints on state and federal highways, of which they have no jurisdiction, and the federal government does. But this has caused some problems because they're not allowing commerce through. They're not allowing folks to access their property on the reservation, and some people are just being denied and not being allowed to be to go through. And it's been a real. We've had hundreds of complaints, and so I asked the federal government to take action. The BIA, they have Bureau of Indian Affairs, has told the tribes to take down the checkpoints. We gave them a plan. They told them to work with the state. We gave them a plan for how they could run checkpoints on their BIA roads, which they do have the authority on. But the tribes have not wanted to do that. So they did give them.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New Jersey's Democratic Governor Phil Murphy's calling it a big day for New Jersey as phase two of its reopening following the worst of the pandemic is kicking off. He's taken a lot of criticism from many people who say it's taken too long to get businesses going again. This morning, he says,
I just don't think we can responsibly go faster. We'll get there on indoor dining, casinos, which are a huge part of the economy, obviously, in our state, in Atlantic City. We'll get there, but we got to do it responsibly.
Under this new phase, non-essential businesses can start letting customers inside, though customers and workers must wear masks. Top White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says people who go to the president's campaign rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma later this week should wear masks as well. It will be the president's first rally in 3 months because of the pandemic. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
That in there, that'd be great. Stick that in Slack.
I've seen a lot of places, I've been around the world. I've seen some pretty faces, been with some beautiful girls. After all I witnessed, one thing still amazes me.
Hi, Senator, how are you?
Just like America.
Yeah, hi, I'm doing well. Is this Scott?
It is.
Yeah, hi, good to talk to you again.
You as well. We just have a little final snippet from Governor Noem, who we were talking to last hour, and we'll play that, and then we'll be right to you. We'll do the introduction, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
And he wanted you, Mary, I believe, right?
Yep. Scott, we are live. I'm going to pick up Christy right here.
Secretary Bernhardt from the Department of Interior has recognized the dangerous situation that we have with these checkpoints going on.
I've got a question for him.
Perfect.
Yep.
Scott? What are we? Somebody's got to talk, and somebody's got to, you know what? I'm going to call Scott on his cell phone and see if he just doesn't realize that... Or better yet, I'll call Kevin on his. This is real live radio here, folks. I don't know if he's going to answer it or not, but it's worth a shot.
Your buttons have gotten pushed.
Hi, this is Kevin. Thanks for calling.
Are you on now?
Who's calling who?
You've been on the last couple of minutes, Scott.
Well, I've been waiting, actually, but I haven't heard a darn thing, so I'm not sure exactly what happened.
Oh, yeah,
I hear you now.
Apparently you guys had a button pushed someplace.
This is like, the longest break I've ever heard of. That's what I was thinking in my head. No, we were here. And I apologize to the listeners who are probably getting a little scared because I did get a text about my question for Christy Noem there at the end. Did you just go a little Biden there, Scott? They texted me.
I know. Daniel and I were sitting there like, well, what do I do? And yet we're hearing you guys, but you're not hearing us. And I tried calling Kevin.
Kevin will own that mistake. It just happens once in a while. Well, the problem is we ended up...
You were having a Biden moment, weren't you?
No, I was not. But anyway, I do...
I was, actually.
Yeah, Kevin had a Biden moment.
Somebody was having a Biden moment.
So here, first of all, to that texter, when... I'm just going to ask you to walk a mile in my shoes here, because if there's a minute and a half left on the clock and I have 58 questions to ask somebody left, I have a hard time picking one. So I was trying to decide what question to go and whether it matched with her. But anyway, everybody's fine here. We're all good. And the other thing I was going to tell you is we did get a chance to finish with Kristi Noem off the air related to whether or not this tribal situation with them. I mean, they've got a serious situation down there. Cheyenne River Sioux and the Ogallala Sioux tribes are saying, you know, we're going to keep this roadblock going. And she's saying you can't. And so she goes to the feds. So I just asked, are the feds handling this okay?
Secretary Bernhardt from the Department of Interior has recognized the dangerous situation that we have with these checkpoints going on as far as illegal activity that has been happening at the checkpoint. So I am great. He is the one that has the law enforcement contracts and the funding with the tribes, and so he has been taking strong action to try to get them into compliance, which is all that we want. We just want to make sure everybody gets treated the same and equally, and that the actions the tribes are taking truly are protecting public health. And the way that these checkpoints have been operating just hasn't been that way. And we're just hopeful that we have some clarity on what can happen and what can't happen.
Appreciate the comment and the answer on that. We've got, had a few calls about that, too. So we'll let you go, Governor, and looking forward to seeing you around the festivities of the 4th of July at Mount Rushmore. Thanks for all your great work.
Oh, absolutely. Wonderful. Thanks, Scott. Have a great day. Thanks for the questions, everybody.
She's sweet, and she's a great governor. Really is. Been amazing to watch her career, that's for sure. She's a member of Congress, obviously, and now as a governor, just pretty phenomenal. Ran some incredible campaigns down there in South Dakota. All right, I want to talk to members of the military for a moment here, and first of all, say thank you. You served our country. The University of Mary now wants to serve you. The University of Mary is a military-friendly school with online and in-person classes available for busy adults. In addition to their campus in Bismarck, they make it their mission to prepare you for promotion in the military or success in a civilian career. To do so, they offer a number of services specifically for military students. This is for you, a full support team with extensive military backgrounds focused just on you. They understand your concerns. They support you in your desire to advance to the next step of life. Personal care, they're dedicated to your success. The military services team walks you through every step as you start your exciting new mission of higher education. Scholarships, reimbursements, credit for prior learning, they make your education affordable and will work with you to maximize the use of tuition assistance and VA education benefits. The University of Mary is ready to serve you. Classes start continuously, so join the fun. Your application fee is waived when you mention, hey, I heard about this on What's On Your Mind. Go to online.umary.edu/military-services. Our next guest is Minnesota Senator Ken Eakin. They have a special session we can talk a little bit about here. We can talk about Western Minnesota and how it is treated related to COVID restrictions from the state compared to where there is much more COVID in the metropolitan area. Those have been issues that have come up a bunch. Senator Eakin, thanks for the time today. How are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
What's on your mind as we begin a new week?
Well, it's going to be a busy week. We did meet on Friday because we had to, if the governor wanted to extend his peacetime emergency powers, he had to call us into special session on Friday to give us an opportunity to vote on whether to rescind those powers. And we did pass it in the Senate. I voted to rescind those powers. I felt that, well, for one thing, I just feel that no individual should have that level of power, and that the legislature should be involved in the decision-making process here, and that by having the legislature involved, we'd end up with a more balanced approach that considers the voices of the representatives from all throughout the state. Because I'm concerned that the power residing in the hands of one individual, regardless of who it is, often results in a one-size-fits-all type approach. And this is a metro-driven approach is what's been happening, and it's all based on what's happening in Minneapolis and St. Paul. And this is a big state, a lot of diversity, and we need to take into consideration the differences, the different situations in different areas of the state. So that's why I voted to rescind those powers. I did so last month as well, so I voted twice now to end those powers and to have the legislature be more involved. And I'm especially concerned about the situation on the border, and I've spoken with the governor more than once in trying to stress my frustrations at the current policies, again, especially on the border where, like in Moorhead and Dilworth, when the businesses were closed, the restaurants and the salons and so on, people could still go across the border, just drive across the river to get their hair cut or get a meal and then come back in the Moorhead Show or Dilworth. So you're not achieving any of the health benefits as a result of that, but you're still getting all of the economic damage and fallout. And so I think that we need to consider more what's happening to our businesses. There's a lot of pain out there, a lot of suffering, and we want to make sure that we save these small businesses that are so critical to our quality of life here.
Do we need government to keep us safe? Do we need government to say, here's this restrictions, you know, so many feet away from this person, you can open, you can't open? I mean, I really think we're at a point now, aren't we, where people can decide for themselves whether they should be out, decide for themselves whether they feel safe, and, you know, basically just, you know, police themselves. Is that possible in Minnesota?
Well, I think to a certain degree that's necessary. In a free society, you obviously have to have a certain amount. I mean, there's a certain amount of risk that's involved in living in a free society as well, but the government certainly is important in setting some of the guidelines. I do think, you know, that there should be safety guidelines that are set up. And I did, I both co-authored and voted for bills last month that would allow for businesses to reopen immediately as long as they're following safety guidelines set out by the CDC and the Department of Health. So I think that there is a role for government to play here. I just feel that the current role has gone too far for too long. And, you know, initially, you know, when the closures took place, I can understand that there was a need to buy some time in order to prepare for any possible surge in this pandemic and to make sure that our hospitals are up to capacity, that we have enough ICU beds, that we have enough personal protection equipment, that we ramp up the testing and so that we're prepared for it. But we've bought that time now. I think we are prepared for any surges at this time, and so I think that it's time to start reopening. And I also think that the government plays a significant role in ensuring protection for our most vulnerable citizens, those that are living in the long-term care facilities and congregate settings. About 81% of the deaths from COVID-19 have occurred in those long-term care congregate settings. I think that we need to redouble our efforts to try to provide as much protection as possible. And that means, you know, more testing, more personal protection equipment, making sure that the workers are being protected and they're being tested regularly. I also think that we need to consider the mental health as well as physical health of individuals. So I do feel that we need to find avenues and ways for family to be able to connect with their loved ones in these long-term care facilities. Social isolation is very, very damaging to people in declining health, especially people who have cognitive disorders and so on. So I think that we need to do more in that regard, but I think that we're going too far in some of the things that have been done in terms of our businesses, and we need to help our businesses. Many of them are reaching the breaking point here, and I want to make sure that they not only survive but thrive.
That's why you and I are talking right now, because we've heard from a lot of them, and I'm sure you have. In fact, I saw one of your constituents send me a letter you sent them expressing your frustration, Governor Walz, about all of this. So it's obvious, right? You know, as a fellow Democrat, you're not afraid to say, I don't think you ought to have those powers anymore, and I don't think you're using them properly anymore. Does he listen? I mean, are you able to get a call back from him to say, hey, we're working on it? I mean, give you a happy talk at least? Or does it, Paul Marquardt, I got the impression he wasn't even calling him back. I mean, are you hearing from him?
Yeah, I have, actually, and I heard from him last month when I initially took a vote for a bill that would allow for immediate reopenings. He did want to visit with me about why, you know, I was taking that position, and he did listen. He listened and seemed to really understand what I was saying in regard to the borders especially, and had even said that, you know, we should be looking at that, things that could be done. And so, I mean, you know, and then he did, his office contacted me again after this latest vote that I took to rescind the powers. And once again, I reiterated those same frustrations and wanted to ensure that that was passed along to the governor. And I think it's a good sign that he called it. He's taking notice of how I've been voting and what I've been saying. We have to wait to see if it has the effect that I'm hoping it will.
Right.
And that it will actually lead to action.
I want to talk a little bit about whether it's possible to treat the 7-county metro area differently than you do western Minnesota related to this when we come back with our guest, Senator Ken Eakin of Minnesota. And Lori has a question.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Mind powered by Schwann Buick GMC overstocked. A huge special purchase of off-lease GM program cars and sport utilities. Choose from Enclaves, Acadias, Yukons, Malibus, Cruises. Some of this for you is 5,000 miles payments starting at $199 a month. All with our lifetime warranty. Over 150 pre-owned to choose from. We can trade in your vehicle, even if you still owe money on it. If you don't like it, trade it. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. Check it out at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Back with Senator Ken Ekin, we're talking about the challenges of being someone that represents individuals and businesses in western Minnesota and having a government, albeit Democrat to Democrat, still of a different world, but the Metro is commanding all the attention. Is it naive to think that you could say, just treat western Minnesota differently than you treat the seven counties? I don't understand why that's so hard.
Yeah, and I don't think it's naive to say that because, again, we are a big, diverse state, so we should be considering the different situations in different areas. And it can be done. We've done it in other areas as well. And you know, I should say, Scott, that I feel the same way about regulations generally, that we need to stop this one-size-fits-all approach because all of those policies are driven by the metro area, and those policies don't fit in greater Minnesota, especially in the smaller towns and so on, and I think those regulations really strangle a lot of our smaller businesses, and so we need to have this regional approach. I think it's a necessity if we want all areas of the state to prosper economically. We need to understand and we need to recognize the differences that exist out there. So, and that's one of the reasons I want the legislature to be more involved instead of just one individual. I think that you'll get a more well-rounded, more well-balanced, regional type approach if you have voices from those who represent areas throughout the state being heard and being a part of the process.
So where would the pushback be? If you walk in and pound a table of Governor Wall's conference room and say, Governor, we've got to have a different policy for Western Minnesota where we don't have anywhere near the amounts of COVID. It can happen faster. It should happen now. I'm not going to have businesses left if you don't. What's he say? What's the argument against treating it differently where there's a lower incident of COVID?
Well, I can tell you that when the closures first went into effect, when the peacetime emergency powers first went into effect, I brought my concerns to the governor even at that point, to the governor's office. And the pushback I got at that time was, and one of the things I was saying is that, you know, shouldn't we have a more nuanced policy that focuses the closures and these, you know, these more dramatic efforts in the areas where you have in the hot spots where you have surges in the coronavirus? And the response I received at that time was, well, we don't know where the hot spots are. That's why we need to do a statewide approach, is because we don't know where they are out there. But we are now doing the testing necessary to identify and I think isolate those hot spots. We have ramped up the testing. And so I think we're at a point now where we can start developing that more regional approach and more regional policies in regard to COVID-19. And as far as some of the other pushback, part of the problem is that we're just outnumbered in the legislature. The metropolitan area dominates because this is where the population is. And about two-thirds of the population and thus two-thirds of the representation in the legislature comes from the metropolitan area, only about a third of us representing greater Minnesota. So that means that we need to speak out more loudly and articulate our message more clearly in order to be heard. And I think it's one reason that in greater Minnesota, you know, I work very well with my colleagues across the political aisle in greater Minnesota, because I think we need to in order to be heard and that we need to work together. We can't really afford partisan divides in the greater Minnesota communities because we are outnumbered and we need to speak together and work together.
Squeaky wheel factor is what the senator's saying here, and I think it makes some sense. And again, I'm not beyond saying let's find a spot in Moorhead, or you know, pick your spot, and folks need to come in and speak with one voice and have a little rally for freedom so that St. Paul can hear whatever we need to do. We'll do it. Lloyd, what's next on what's on your mind? You got a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, sir. I appreciate you taking my call. About a year ago, I was in a very bad car accident in mine that broke my upper back. And I'm independent living, but I'm in an assisted living facility. And a lot of people here are much older, and they're more sick than I am. I'm not sick at all anymore. I'm trying to get out of here. But I feel that I'm vulnerable being in a facility like this with all these people around me. I could catch just about anything that comes around. They want $20 just to put a lidocaine patch on my back because I can't get to a doctor to get shots in my back like they want me to do. and I've got a lump on my chest that's been developing. I should have an x-ray of that. And
so, Lloyd, do me a favor. Hang on 1 second. Daniel's going to take your number, and we'll contact you and try and see if we can help in some way or fashion off the air, okay? Only a few seconds left with Senator Kenny. Senator, last question. Do you support what was done with the Christopher Columbus statue at the Minnesota Capitol?
I do not. I think that, you know, there's a place for peaceful protest, but if you start destroying public or private property, you've crossed the line. And, I mean, if we allow it for things like Christopher Columbus statues, then where do you draw that line? I think that we need to draw the line at saying that there can be no destruction or damage to property at all. And so, no, I did not support what happened there.
Another example of a great difference between western Minnesota and the Twin Cities. The lieutenant governor, by the way, does support it. Terrible. Senator, thanks for the time. We're fighting with you. Thanks.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk, Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.